Dental Lab, Katie speaking.
Hey, is Jerry in by chance?
Sure, one moment.
Thank you.
Oral scanners, Datron mills, and E4D. We are recognized as a full-service scanning and milling.
Dental Lab.
Hey, Jerry?
Yes.
Hey, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Where are you calling from?
The Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
We're a private business bank out in San Diego. We had actually extended an offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. It was actually based off some good borrowing history you had there with U.S. Bank a few years back. But it looks like we had recently got you pre-approved for some equipment and working capital, and the business actually got pre-approved for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base here with the business and see if there was going to be any plans for growth here in the near future we might be able to help you out with.
I don't know exactly right now what our plan is, but who'd you send the information to?
It was sent direct mail. It was sent to, 2 Teleport Drive, number 101. Is that the correct billing address?
Yeah.
Okay. It got mailed about 2 weeks ago, so it may or may not have hit your desk by now. You know how some things are being mailed, so.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like I said, you know, you had been pre-approved recently. Was there anything in the works you were maybe looking at or maybe planning on doing there?
No, not right now. We've made our all of our capital purchases a couple months back.
What'd you guys pick up?
We picked up a dental mill.
Okay.
It was only like 60 grand. It wasn't much, but.
How's it been working out for you?
It's going good, you know. I'm not having any complaints with it.
Good, good. We've actually been financing a lot of those there with the companies in your industry. Everyone's been trying to get all situated there before school gets back into session, so.
Yeah.
But
we've been ahead of the curve with that for a while now.
Good, good. Did you guys have to bring on any new employees or anything like that to get that operated, or was it pretty straightforward?
No, it's just same crew that we've had for a while.
I gotcha. You guys are a little bit more on, smaller operations there for the business?
No, we're about 50 employees.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah, you guys have grown here since the DMB profile here has you right around 5 to 9, so it looks like you guys have done some growing there since the last update.
Yeah.
How's business been for you guys this year?
It's been all right. It's always a struggle, you know.
Yeah, election year and all that been kind of messing with you a little bit, or?
No, not really. You know, we're just trying to keep our heads above water.
I gotcha. You guys pretty locally based there for your business, or are you guys able to branch out?
We have our local clientele, and then we also have our out-of-state work that we do.
How much of the majority of your business would you say is out-of-state?
I don't know, maybe like 25%.
Okay, that's actually a pretty decent amount, actually.
Yeah.
Are you guys having to outsource any of your production there for the facility? Or are you guys able to
do
it?
Very minimal outsourcing, but we try to keep as much as we can in-house.
I got you.
Some of the stuff that's a little more time-consuming to do, we try to outsource it out.
I got you. Where do you guys outsource it to? Is it just to another company there locally?
Yeah, or? Just another lab. Somebody that does that type of specific work.
I see. How's that work there for the outsourcing there? Is this a certain company there you have a relationship with, or is it just...
Yeah, people that we know, you know, very, people just that we've known for a while in the industry.
Does it kind of go back and forth, too? You'll help them outsource and stuff
there?
Yeah,
of course.
I gotcha.
Well, it's a two-way street, you know.
I see. Do you guys ever look to maybe take advantage of the Section 179 there for tax purposes?
Is that I don't even know anything about that. I really don't handle any of the books here.
I gotcha. Well, you know, I just kind of wanted to touch base with the business, kind of see where you guys were at. You guys were pre-approved there.
Okay.
And as long as you guys maintain the good lending history, the offer will still stand. So if anything does come up down the road, we do operate here a little bit quicker than your typical nationwide bank. We're able to get you approved in 24 and funded in 48. So if you do run into some equipment or inventory there where you have a small window of opportunity, that's something where we might be able to step in and help you out.
Okay.
Is there maybe a good email there, Jerry? I could just send you my information for if anything does come up.
It's statinstudio@verizon.net.
Statinstudio@verizon.net. That Perfect. I'll shoot that information over. It's just going to summarize the offer, and then it'll have my direct line information in there as well. And like I said, if anything does come up down the road, or if you want to just get a little bit more familiar with the programs we do offer, feel free to reach out.
Not a problem. Thank you very much.
All right, Jerry. Enjoy the rest of your week and your Labor Day weekend.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.